Telling Tennant's Story, The Strange Career of the Great Australian Silence, written by Dean Ashenden and read by Ant Neat. By lunchtime on the first day, we were in Melrose, a pretty town tucked up against Mount Remarkable in the lower Flinders Ranges. Lunch was a sandwich in the municipal park, and in the park was a billboard. Paradise Square, it announced, perhaps with dry humour. The following is a list of known burials that took place here in the old Melrose Cemetery between 1846 and 1872. And there they were, scores of names in alpha order, each with date and age of death and a crisp descriptor. Not Thomas Friedman, a surveyor of Melrose, died age 65 on the 5th of the 12th, 1865. Not Mildred, a widow of Melrose, followed her husband on the 12th of the 11th, 1869, aged 55. Jesse Jones, a bushman of Melrose, went aged 50 in 1861. William Jones, storekeeper, went later, 1868, but younger, 34. The dead of Melrose included carpenters, shepherds, a hawker, carriers and teamsters, a corporal of police, a bailiff, a surgeon, all men. The women were daughters, mothers, wives, widows. Then there were the children, so many children, aged 3 months or 6 weeks or 5 years or 9 years, an unnamed son of Richard Saunders, who died on the 3rd of the 1st, 1863, after just 4 hours of life. It was a touching record of another age. In a reverie, as I read the names, the dates, the lives summed up in a few numerals and a word or a phrase, I struggled to recognise a feeling that refused to surface. And then it did. Where are the Aboriginal dead? The first of the burials in the old Melrose Cemetery was in 1846, just 10 years after the colony of South Australia was declared in Adelaide, 270 miles south of here. Melrose, in 1846, would have been on the frontier. Where were the Aboriginal dead? It was the same in Corn, less than an hour up the road. Lots of info about the GAN and the movies that had been made in the district, but nothing about Aboriginal people, who they were, or how they fared when the inexorable frontier arrived. Beltana, a scattering of houses and ruins further on, dwelt on its overland telegraph station, long since passed from use. Nothing about the Aboriginal people there either. I'd begun to take photos of the many markers of the past, the monuments, the plaques, the info boards, the billboards and museums, and to puzzle over them. What was going on? Some of what was going on was obvious. History was a boom industry fed by tourism.